Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar. Others promise the moon, they deliver the sun. We're also brought to you by Rose's Cafe, a favorite in the Cow Hollow neighborhood of San Francisco for the past 20 years. Well, it's rare that we have a three-part podcast here on Inside China Basin. In fact, I think this is the first time we're doing this. And national baseball writer Jason Stark certainly is worthy of being the first ever to be on three consecutive podcasts. So here's part three of the conversation with Jason Stark. I wanted to talk to you about some of the big issues in baseball right now, which is really, there's really one that Commissioner Manfred is zeroing in on, and that's pace of the game. And it's kind of difficult to say, okay, we're going to quicken the game when we have replay. And I know you documented that replay doesn't really take that much time. I mean, it still bothers me that we have to scrutinize every play to the nth degree. And I was for replay originally, Jason, but not anymore. I mean, I just think it takes too much time. It's a waste of time. But what do you see as the realistic ways that baseball will try to quicken the pace next year? Which of the suggestions do you like, actually?
Well, I still like replay. I mean, I like the fact that the right team wins. you don't have these situations where, you know, you have a 24-hour loop on SportsCenter arguing about a call
right.
that everybody knows the umpire got wrong, including the umpire. All right, so I understand the problems with replay, but I still think it beats the alternative.
Okay,
you could improve the system, but that's a whole other story. Here's the biggest issue. Guys just don't get in the box. They take too much time between pitches to throw the baseball. And that's one of the biggest problems. You compound that with mound visits, too many mound visits, and not enough balls in play. I think those are the three prongs of action that the commissioner wants to take and the problems that he wants to address. So how do you address them? I know that the union is resisting a pitch clock. I know the players are really resistant to a pitch clock, but they've got to do something. There was a really interesting piece in SB Nation early in the season about two identical baseball games. One was played in, if I remember this right, 1984,
okay.
And the other one was played in 2015. And they had almost the exact same number of runs, hits, base runners, relief pitchers. Everything about them was the same except the time of game, which was 35 minutes worth of difference.
Man.
And when you broke down why was that? What was the problem? It was simple. Guys just don't play fast enough. You know, if the pitcher were to get the baseball and then actually throw it to home plate instead of taking a stroll around the mound every
right.
between every pitch, that'd be a big innovation. I mean, I would like to talk to these batting glove manufacturers because they never stay tight for more than one pitch at a time. Guys have to adjust their gloves every single pitch. Like, this is something that has to change, and whether that's with a clock or by changing the culture, it's got to happen. And then mound visits are out of control.
Yeah.
And I understand the reason for mound visits in big spots and the late innings, but unlimited mound visits is a problem. That's got to be dealt with in some way. I love the timeout idea. You know, the other sports all have timeouts. If you want to give a team five timeouts a game, and every mound visit counts as a timeout, maybe every replay challenge counts as a timeout, use your timeouts wherever you want to use them, but you understand that you don't get unlimited numbers.
That would be good.
And then I think the last thing is the hardest to attack, and that is just not enough action. The game is, I mean, like Adam, as my friend Jerry Krasnick wrote recently, it's like the game has turned into a giant Adam Dunn festival. Home runs, strikeouts, and walks. That's what the game is. Like, home runs at an all-time high, strikeout rate at an all-time high, batting average approaching its, I can't say all-time low, but modern low. That's a problem. We're now up to over 3.5 minutes between the average ball put in play. And how do you fix it? Like, how do you create a game that's like my kids playing wiffle ball in their backyard, where somebody throws the ball, somebody hits the ball, and stuff happens? Not enough happens. That's a really hard one to address. And they've talked about restoring the strike zone to where it was supposed to be once upon a time. For whatever reason, the strike zone has crept 2 to 3 inches lower below the knee, and those pitches down there in that area, those are outs. They're strikeouts, or they're swings and misses, or they're ground balls into the shift, so they're outs. So there's no action, no meaningful action is resulting from pitches in that zone. And all of these are areas of huge disagreement with the union. But something is going to happen on those three fronts, Joe, and it has to.
More with National Baseball writer Jason Stark right after this. We all know that solar systems make financial sense and environmental sense. And when it comes to choosing the best installation crew in the business, Sun First Solar should be your first choice. Sun First Solar has provided solar excellence since 1984. They are SunPower Elite Commercial and Elite Residential installers with a reputation for technical excellence, innovative design, fair pricing, excellent customer service, and end-to-end quality and competence. Sun First Solar is a family business devoted to treating their employees, customers, the community, and the environment with respect, and they are devoted to renewable energy and sustainability throughout the Bay Area. There is no roof or project that is too complicated. Sun First has successfully installed solar on Spanish tile roofs, metal roofs, and very steep roofs. They also have extensive experience in solar ground mounts and solar pool heating. Competitive pricing, expert consultation, and the best warranty. Go local and get your SunPower solar system from Sun First Solar today. Call Sun First Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870.
If you're looking for a great place to stop by for a bite to eat before a night game or dinner after a day game, Rose's Cafe is the place to go. A favorite in the Cow Hollow neighborhood for the past 20 years, Rose's Cafe is a hangout for locals who bask in the sun at sidewalk tables, duck inside for a cappuccino, or stay for a leisurely lunch or dinner. Many customers are regulars who frequent their pretty bistro cafe that offers table service and deliciously consistent food, Italian fare created using organic local produce, fresh seafood, humanely raised meats, and free-range poultry. Rose's artisan bakers bake a daily selection of pastries, desserts, and breads. Menu highlights include pizzas, daily soups, and house-made pastas. A robust beer and wine list with many by-the-glass options are available. So stop by Rose's Cafe at 2298 Union Street in San Francisco.
Well, maybe part of it is just there's an obsession with homers, and then, you know, you look at the analytics today and the advanced metrics, and, you know, people are looking at launch angle. They are looking at exit velocity, things like that. So it changes the way the game's played as well when you're looking at those kind of stats.
Oh, of course. And but, you know, the incredible record home run rate is fascinating to me. I mean, you realize at this pace, we're going to have 2,000 more home runs hit this year than in 2014. 2,000. And, I mean, start breaking that down. I understand that guys are and teams are more concerned with launch angle now and putting the ball in the air and not being concerned about strikeouts and pursuit of a home run. I understand all of that. But if that were really what was driving the home run spike, you'd see a couple of things. You'd see a huge spike in fly ball rate. Don't see it, right? What we see is that the rate of fly balls is about what it was in the past. What's changed? The number of those fly balls that wind up in somebody's popcorn box in the bleachers. Like nearly one in every seven fly balls is now a home run. That's what we're looking at. And so somebody needs to explain this to me. If it's not the baseball, which they're saying it's not,
right?
I don't know what else it is, because the other thing we would see, if the kind of things we're talking about were the cause, is a similar spike in home run rate in the minor leagues, and we haven't seen it. Hmm. And what's different in the minor leagues and major leagues? The baseball's different. The baseballs in the minor leagues are all made in China. And the baseball in the major leagues are made in Costa Rica. So it, like, every sign points to the baseball. Every sign.
Yeah.
So the game's being played different, but there's a lot going on besides that.
Absolutely. And by the way, I think the solution to the mound visits would be to go back to what Tim McCarver once told me, and he's probably told this story a million times, but he went out to talk to Bob Gibson, and Gibson said, get back behind the plate. The only thing you know about pitching is that you can't hit it. So if you had more if you had more pitchers like Bob Gibson, then we'd be okay.
Well, how are we going to get to that?
I don't think we're ever going to get to that.
There you go.
Jason, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. And hope to see you at a ballpark one of these days.
Joe, I always enjoy talking to you, man, and I hope so too.
That's National Baseball writer Jason Stark. Join us again on Wednesday. We'll be at AT&T Park in San Francisco as the Giants take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.